And now on Thornbury Radio, Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with Eleanor Rigby, written by Tony DeMail. Just why is Eleanor all alone?
They don't allow confetti anymore. Father Michael said something about it being bad for the environment. I asked him if throwing rice wasn't a sinful waste of food, but he just tutted and said, a handful won't feed the 5,000. I still dream of the days when the path to the church doors was covered with pink and yellow and blue paper petals. If I close my eyes, I see the pastel colours floating through the air, showering bride after beautiful bride. Now it feels as if I've been picking up the rice for a lifetime. A lifetime that has turned my knuckles misshapen with arthritis. I have little brown spots on the backs of my hands, and my face shows my age as well. The jar I keep by the front door no longer holds anything that turns back the effects of time. A little lipstick or blusher made a difference once, but not now. Still, when I sweep away the last of the rice and discarded orders of service, I can't help myself. I always look across to the presbytery door in the hope he will come out to see me. Oh, I don't need help. It would just be nice if he came out and spoke to me, perhaps asked how I was. But he doesn't. Once I thought I saw a flicker at the curtains and, heaven forgive me, I opened my handbag, pretending to search for something, and then I deliberately tipped the contents onto the ground, praying he would see and that it looked like an accident. He actually came out. "Do you need a hand, Eleanor?" he said. I said, "That would be very kind of you, Father." And then I laughed when he wondered how ladies get so much into a bag. I told him I'd been wanting to talk to him, but he said he was very busy, had a sermon to write, and then he went inside again. I stood for a while, looking at the closed door. He gives other people his attention. I see it all the time. So why won't he spend a moment talking to me? Am I really the worst of his congregation? Anyway, I picked up the last of my things and went home. When I got in, I didn't take off my coat. I went straight to the dresser drawer that holds my memories. I pulled out my box of photos and picked out the one that lies on top of the pile. It's faded and dog-eared, but I can still see the love in his eyes. The eyes that I fell for so many years ago. I wished I could tell him, but instead I told the photograph. They think you can't be lonely if you are with people all the time, but you can. I feel loneliest when I'm in a crowd. People are so busy, aren't they? You can be right next to them, but they don't see you. I tell people my name, but they don't remember. I strike up a conversation, and before you know it, it's, "Oh, look at the time, must go," or, "Do you mind? There's so-and-so, I must catch them." I know it's better to have loved and lost, but think I'll always miss the days when I thought we would be together forever. He said we had to part for a greater good, and perhaps he was right. Perhaps there is no greater calling than the priesthood.
You've been listening to Eleanor Rigby, featuring Rachel Hajego, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back next Tuesday evening on Thornbury Radio.